שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Hello, we're reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 3, article 572, page 1902. You can ask questions on Sviva Tova. The article is called Two Labors. Two Labors. The arrow maker is slain by his own arrows. Sometimes the craftsman makes an arrow which kills the craftsman himself. Concerning the Passover leaven, which is by burning, we should interpret that the order of one's work in Torah and Mitzvot, when he wants to work for the sake of the Creator, is that one must fight and defeat the evil inclination. That is, it is human nature to toil when there is self-benefit. But when he sees that no self-benefit will emerge from this work, he cannot work. Instead, he complains and asks, what is this work for you? Meaning, what will you gain from exerting? When a person overcomes it and says that he wants to work against nature and bestow upon the Creator, the evil inclination comes with a different argument, asking the question of wicked Pharaoh, who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice. It is possible to work for the sake of others only where I know that the others the other receives the labor. However, when he has two labors, one, he must overcome and go against nature, and work not for his own benefit, but for the benefit of others, for the sake of the Creator.
Two,
he must believe that the Creator receives his labor. These two questions are the main ones in the argument of the wicked one. The rest of the questions that come to a person are merely offspring of the two above questions. It is possible to overcome these questions only by the power of faith, which is above reason. One must reply to the wicked one that from the perspective of the intellect, it makes sense to ask what he is asking. But above the intellect in faith, when he believes in the words of the sages, this is the only way that is for the sake of the Creator. That is, when one gives all his energy and efforts for the sake of the Creator, this is his only purpose. And the world was created only for this purpose. As our sages said, the whole world was created only for this, meaning for the fear of heaven. Hence, when he answers the wicked that he is going above reason, which is against the intellect, the intellect can no longer ask any questions because all the questions are within reason. Whereas above the intellect, there is no place for questions. Hence, when the wicked one asks the questions, he is told that now is the time when I can do my work in faith. In other words, by the very fact that you are asking a question and I reply to you that I am going with faith and I am not giving you an intellectual answer, This is a sign for you to know that my work is with faith above reason. It follows that now you have caused me to make a mitzvah, in that only now does it become revealed to all that the path of the Creator is only faith. By this we can interpret what our sages said, the arrow maker is slain by his own arrows, meaning that the craftsman makes an arrow that kills the craftsman himself. This means that the same arrow with which he wants to kill the man, meaning the question that the wicked one asks, with this he is slain, meaning with the question itself, he kills the wicked one, meaning he replies to the wicked one with the question itself and kills him. Thus, through the question he asks, he takes upon himself the commandment of faith above reason, and thereby kills the wicked one, who does not want to give him a chance to perform mitzvot.
All right. I see that we're all together. We have two questions, three questions. Let's read it again.
Article Rabash, two labors, 572. The arrow maker is slain by his own arrows, meaning sometimes the craftsman makes an arrow which kills the craftsman himself. Concerning the Passover leaven, which is by burning, we should interpret that the order of one's work in Torah and mitzvot, when he wants to work for the sake of the Creator, is that one must fight and defeat the evil inclination. That is, it is human nature to toil when there is self-benefit. But when he sees that no self-benefit will emerge from this work, he cannot work. Instead, he complains and asks, what is this work for you? Meaning, what will you gain from exerting? When a person overcomes it and says that he wants to work against nature and bestow upon the Creator, the evil inclination comes with a different argument, asking the question of wicked Pharaoh, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? It is possible to work for the sake of others only where I know that the other receives the labor. However, when he has two labors, one, he must overcome and go against nature, and work not for his own benefit, but for the benefit of others, for the sake of the Creator. We must believe that the Creator receives his labor. These two questions are the main ones in the argument of the wicked one. The rest of the questions that come to a person are merely offspring that are born from the two above questions. It is possible to overcome these questions only by the power of faith, which is above reason. One must reply to the wicked one that from the perspective of the intellect, it makes sense to ask what he is asking, but above the intellect, in faith, when he believes in the words of the sages, this is the only way that is for the sake of the Creator. That is, when one gives all his energy and efforts for the sake of the Creator, this is his only purpose. And the world was created for this purpose. As our sages said, the whole world was created only for this. Meaning for the fear of heaven. Hence, when he answers the wicked that he is going above reason, which is against the intellect can no longer ask any questions, because all the questions are within reason, whereas above the intellect, there is no place for questions. Hence, when the wicked one asks the questions, he is told that now is the time when I can do my work in faith. In other words, by the very fact that you are asking a question, and I reply to you that I am going in faith, and I am not giving you an intellectual answer, this is a sign for you to work that my work is with faith above reason. It follows that now you have caused me to make a mitzvah. In that only now does it become revealed to all that the path of the Creator is only faith. By this, we can interpret what our sages said. The arrow maker is slain by his own arrows, meaning that the craftsman makes an arrow that kills the craftsman himself. This means that the same arrow with which he wants to kill the man, meaning the question that the wicked one asks, with this he is slain, meaning with the question itself, he kills the wicked one, meaning he replies to the wicked one with the question itself and kills him. Thus, through the question he asks, he takes upon himself the commandment of faith above reason and thereby kills the wicked one, who does not want to give him a chance to perform mitzvot.
That's the article altogether. But we have some questions here. Let's start answering it. We'll start with
Woman Mac.
Hello, dear beloved Rav, dear teacher. In order to work for the heavens, we have to have an understanding in the light of faith. What does this mean?
Это значит, что вы должны достичь такого состояния.
It means that you need to attain such a state.
Будете опираться именно на веру, а не так, как сейчас.
In which you will rejoice and lean specifically on faith, and not like now where we mostly rely upon reason.
May I continue? When I agree with the Creator's actions, this is acceptance in potential, but how to receive this in action, to realize it?
Дорогой Раф, а еще вот в десятке, допустим, по поводу односторонней
отдачи, with regards to one-way bestowal, I bestow to my friends, I invest in them, and by this I realize the Creator's desire. And mutual bestowal is the next degree. Is this after the exodus from Egypt?
Это может быть и до этого.
No, no.
Продолжайте, это не важно.
It can also be before that.
Главное, что вы тренируете.
Continue, it doesn't matter.
Изменять себя с получением.
As long as you're exercising this way and changing yourself from reception to bestowal.
Woman Mac 98.
Добрый день.
Такой вопрос в этой статье. Кто грешник, кто человек и кто мастер?
In this article, who is the sinner, who is the man, and who is the master?
Есть человек. The craftsman. В человеке есть его эгоизм, который еще не исправлен.
In man, there's his ego that's not corrected yet.
Этот его эгоизм.
And therefore, this ego asks a person all kinds of questions on which he needs to answer. So that a person will agree with it.
А как эти вопросы помогают принимать на себе?
And how do these questions help to accept the mitzvah of faith above reason?
Именно таким образом.
Specifically in such a way, especially in this way.
Киев.
Рагуров, вот как раз хотел спросить, что значит, что получить ответ на свой вопрос?
Dear Rav, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to get a response to your question in faith above reason and not within reason?
Направление.
It means to take the direction.
Пулот, то есть
thoughts.
Действий,
actions,
которые будут зависеть не от твоего эгоизма, а от
will not be dependent on your ego, but rather in the quality of bestowal.
Вот так.
Скажите, а то есть я получается, что вопрос задаю в знании из эгоизма, а ответ.
So I ask a question within reason, and I receive the answer above reason. Should I raise to the next degree to receive the answer?
Уровня выше знания.
А можно совмещать, то есть вопрос из эгоизма?
The answer always comes from the degree of above reason.
Да.
Can we combine it, ask a question from the ego and try to find the answer above?
Yes, it's possible.
Да, дорогой Рав Хаверим, я от вас слышал слово эмоциональное.
Mr. Rav Chavarim, I heard this word from you, mental. What is this mental level we have to achieve? Is this connected to the spiritual?
А мы находимся на эмоциональном.
It's best not to get confused in this right now.
Ну вот видишь, я тебе сказал.
But for now we are in on the emotional state lower than the mental.
Не думай об этом.
You see, I told you not. It's you get confused. Don't think about that.
Okay.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, amigos. La pregunta que dice así, mediante las preguntas que hacemos dentro de la decena. Estamos matando nuestro ego y matar y corregir. ¿Cómo se entienden en este escrito?
With regards to questions we ask in the ten, do we kill our ego and how to understand the essence of what kills or we can correct according to the article?
We need to locate our ego and perform actions in order to silence it. In order to kill it. And for that, actually, all the good results will come.
Турки ту.
Шалом, Левиафан.
How does a man beat the evil inclination?
Only under the condition that he goes above reason. He goes against. And depicts to himself that he is already in the quality of bestowal, giving.
Woman Mach 25.
Women Mach 25.
Рав Мировой Кли, скажите, пожалуйста, можем ли мы помочь подруге?
Can we help a friend in the ten help help a sinner with an arrow, or is this work with the answers one should work with himself?
Но при помощи окружения.
That's something that each needs to do on his own, but with the help of the environment. To help is possible. But the action itself, a person needs to do.
Woman, Max 88.
Здравствуйте, уважаемый Рав. Вы ответили на вопрос.
Hello, dear Rav. You said to the women in, from Spain, I would like to clarify. So questions that we have, they come from the intellect, from the ego. But if the question is directed at unity, is this also ego?
It's very possible.
Когда Рав мне отвечает, я не чувствую, что он убивает эгоизм.
And if when a Rav responds to me, I don't feel that the ego is recognized, then what?
Тогда надо его продолжать определять, а где же он сидит.
Then we need to continue to scrutinize where it's sitting exactly, on what layers, what actions.
Can Natasha also ask?
No.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Yes. Это я. Доброго дня всем. У меня такой вопрос. Вот есть какой-то каверзный вопрос?
If there is a tricky question and it concerns me, I can come to the Rav and ask this question. I can go to the Ten and ask this question, or go study the sources. Is it so that I trust the Creator, and then with time this comes from attainment, this answer?
Of course it's done that way.
Кармиэль.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, вот иногда мы что-то разбираем, и у нас возникает вопрос.
Rav, sometimes we break something apart, and we're studying the sources, study materials, and then a friend responds in some direction, and we all hold on to this direction. And then we ask the Rav in the lesson, and this direction changes completely. What direction should we hold on to? The Rav's answer or the answers of the friends?
In
such a case, you need to scrutinize, to collect everyone and discern why such an answer that is clashing comes up.
Что значит, товарищи?
The friends and the Rav need to explain this to you.
Товарищи Бней Барух нам должны объяснить, если.
What does it mean? They have to explain. The friends from Bnei Baruch have to explain if we clarified something in the ten, and Rav said something else.
Почему он ответил по-другому?
Then scrutinize with the Rav why he answered differently. It's very possible that he didn't understand the question.
Haifa 1.
Rav, we are not against the evil inclination. Victory comes straight away or in stages?
Gradually.
And these are things we can't correct if in the meantime. And with desires I've corrected, I can already give?
It could be.
In the first paragraph it says, we should interpret that the order of one's work in Torah and Mitzvot when he wants to work for the sake of the Creator. What does it mean, this education, Musar?
That's how it's written.
Ken.
But this is not the moral that's the way the public thinks.
Yes, that's how it's written. But, you know, doesn't change anything.
Thank you, dear Rav. In the article it says when a person exerts all his energy for the heavens, and this is all his only purpose. If we all direct our desires at the greater, 1 second before the exodus from Egypt and 1 second after, what changes between before and after his attitude to the Creator?
It changes accordingly.
That's
how it changes.
What changes?
Meaning, before the exodus from Egypt, I am. He's in a state of request. He's asking the Creator, begging him to help him exit Egypt and rise above all his problems, his egoistic problems. And after, in the very next action, he'll be in gratitude for what the Creator has done with him.
We were reading yesterday that there were sparks of love in Egypt, but they were being extinguished because of hard work. After exit from Egypt, this work takes up this intention to reveal.
Yes.
Доброго дня, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли. Как раз в продолжении предыдущего вопроса.
Такой
вопрос. То есть суть статьи, что мы должны...
The previous question, the essence of the article is that we have to be in faith above reason because this is the zone outside of the ego's competence. Can we come through faith above reason through love?
Без...
Of course, you can't do it the other way around.
How
will you reach faith above reason if you don't work? Against the ego.
Hello, in the intellect, it's clear that the ego demands payment, that we do it for ourselves. What lets us, what is the fuel that helps us come out to be in faith above reason? What happens there?
То, что мы начинаем ощущать состояние выше знания,
the fact that we start feeling
altruistическое состояние,
the state above reason, meaning the altruistic state,
мы начинаем ощущать его,
without any connection to our ego, we begin to feel it as the most important. As the most important. And in such a way,
we rise.
Rav, is this the amount of the efforts we gather?
Yes.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. Buongiorno, amici. Faith guides us in the right work because it leads us to true reality. How does a prayer increase the strength of faith?
Because
we work, we invest forces, we turn to the Creator and draw Him to this. And then, after some time, we begin to feel that in our relation, in our attitude, there's a lot of force. Kabuten.
Lyndon.
Hi, Rav. Hello, Will Klee.
Hi.
Because I'm incredibly cautious about any feelings I have, because the progenitor might be Pharaoh in truth, and I might be tricked in thinking I'm feeling faith when I just need to be vigilant. When I look into the starry sky at night or pick up a humble leaf off the pavement, I'm incredibly moved and in awe at the hand that made these. And I've always felt this way from being a young boy. To want to connect with that in a profound way. Is this faith or pathway to faith for me, or is it just a childhood thing that I've got with me now? I'm not sure. Thank you.
No, those are the correct steps towards faith. Yes. You just need to continue.
Thank you. So the sense of awe I have and respect and profound want to connect with it all is a good thing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Good luck.
Woman Mach 51.
Скажите, а действия по отдаче, они возможны только в вере
высшего? Please tell us, the actions of bestowal, are they only possible in faith above reason?
Тогда правильно я понимаю, что вопрос из эгоизма к нам
приходит? Then do I understand correctly that
действия по отдаче, вере высшего знания?
The action, the force to perform an action comes from the ego. We make an effort in the right line, and the answer comes in the middle line.
We don't need to make speculations for the time being from something you heard once. That's not worthwhile.
Hey, maestro, buenos días. La pregunta es, ¿por qué el mundo fue creado para, por qué el mundo fue creado para el hombre?
Madua ha'olam nivra b'shvil ha'adam.
Why is the world created for man?
Because man is the very essence of creation, including everything. There's no one more exalted than man in all the degrees of still vegetative animal and speaking. That's why an Adam includes everything and can observe his exalted role.
Una segunda pregunta, disculpe. El artículo comienza con que la perra a veces mata.
So there's another question.
O sea, ¿qué es
the
lo que
article starts.
¿Qué es lo que mata? ¿Qué es, ¿cuál es el significado de matar a sus hijos?
By saying the arrow maker is slain by his own arrows. What does it mean that he kills himself?
Mafsik,
the craftsman stops asking himself and stops playing with himself, acting with himself. He just wants one thing, to be adhered to the Creator, to the upper force only.
Woman Mach 36.
Women Mach 36.
Добрый день, Раф. Я сейчас попытаюсь сформулировать, вот когда...
Hello, dear Rav, I'll try to formulate it when a question... When a person gets a question from the ego, they start to reason with the ego. Should a person refuse this egotistical response? But then he is, it's as if he's hanging up in the air. So what can be the answer from faith in this state of emptiness?
Ответ на вопрос, задаваемый человеком,
человек. The answer will be an answer to the question that a person asks.
И он должен раскопать в себе этот ответ.
A person is asked, what does he actually want? And from within him, he needs to seek this answer.
And if he digs out an egotistical desire and he knows that it's egotistical,
then he will know that he is still in his ego. Women Mac 45.
Добрый день, учитель, спасибо. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот...
Hello, teacher, thank you. Please tell us, 3 years ago when I came to study Kabbalah, first time, these two questions were very strong.
требовали усилий больших, чтобы оставаться.
And required efforts to stay now. These questions don't appear. Should I awaken them or where to look for them, what to do?
Вы не должны искусственно возбуждать в себе какие-то.
No, it's not worthwhile. You don't need to artificially awaken by yourself any kind of answers. No. You need to awaken in you only the yearning to connect with the friends. And that's where the answer to all the questions will come.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
Woman PT5.
Happy holiday to you too.
Toda Rav. יש פה קטע שאומר שצריך להשיב להרשע.
There's an excerpt here that one should respond to the sinner that with regards to the intellect, there is a place for answer, but above there is a faith where he has faith in the sages. And he says something, I respond to him, and he responds to me, and I respond to him, and him again. And this dialogue gives some opposite side to is this correct to be in this dialogue when each one is with himself?
Check to see what extent your all these discernments along the way are affecting you and decide accordingly.
Woman's pain.
Maestro, ¿qué mata al ego? ¿Es la intención de otorgar a través de la decena? ¿O a través de la pregunta? ¿O la fe por encima de la razón?
What kills the ego? Is it the intention to bestow through a question or through a ten or through faith above reason?
The ego can be damaged only by faith above reason.
¿Puedo hacer otra pregunta, maestro?
Yes.
May I ask another question?
Yes.
Si somos el centro de la creación, como dijo usted, ¿cómo llevar ese concepto a que no sea para orgullo que lo destruye?
If we are the top of creation, what do I do about the pride I get from this?
When?
You said that man is the top result of creation. How to not fall into pride?
If we approach the image of man, then we're truly in that essence of creation. Not otherwise, but specifically towards this person who is a partner to the Creator in this. He reaches the peak of creation.
Woman Latin.
Muchas gracias, maestro.
Hola, querido Rab, amigos. Tenemos dos preguntas. La primera es, si se puede, ¿no? Por encima de la razón, sentimos una nueva dirección.
Hello, Rav and friends. We have two questions. Above reason, we feel in this a new direction. And this new feeling of a new direction,
se forma una nueva idea. Esta idea es una idea de conexión.
This is enclosed in a new idea, as I understand, a new idea is created, and this new idea happens from unity. Or another question is this: this new idea comes from the feeling.
We didn't hear the end of the translation there.
Okay, repeat the question, you breaking up.
Yes, now we hear you.
Okay, she's asking, above reason we feel a new direction. And in this new direction, should there be an idea of unity? So this new idea comes from the feeling that's created within reason?
Yes.
Hay una pregunta de una amiga, Graciela.
Another question from a friend.
Buenos días, amigos. Entiendo que
hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
Las flechas con preguntas que están dentro de la razón. ¿Puedo con esta conciencia lo que hago aliviar el dolor de la falta de fe en el trabajo?
I have questions about arrows within reason. Can I create what I do?
Can.
Yes.
And I feel the pain of the lack of work, labor.
Yes, but what's most beneficial is to turn to the Creator from the connection between the friends.
Woman Moscow 8.
Women Moscow 8.
Здравствуйте, дорогие, здравствуйте, учитель. У нас вот в преддверии такого особенного события
сегодня есть очень большое волнение.
Что самое главное, нам нужно держать в центре десятки,
что what should we hold on to? The most main thing we should hold on to speed up our exit from Egypt.
Самое главное, чтобы пройти тьму по выходу из Египта, это
the main thing to go through the darkness, this exit from Egypt,
это
is to go in faith above reason.
Ни на какие препятствия.
Meaning not paying attention to any disturbances, any obstacles. The main thing is another step, and another step, and another. This is how we gradually exit Egypt.
Оренбург.
Thank you very much.
Добрый день, дорогие. Здравствуйте, любимый Рав.
Мы жители dear friends, dear Rav, the women of Оренбург gathered for the lesson and for the Pesach meal with a single desire to turn to the Creator, to attract men to the group in Оренбург. As though we could open a center and perform corrections. What should our prayer be? What quality should our prayer be? Help us.
The quality is very simple. Coming out of my heart. Open the hearts and the Creator will feel what's in them.
Thank you very much.
Дорогой учитель, в статье написано, что перед Песахом сжигают.
Dear teacher, in the article it says before Pesach we burn leaven. What is this leaven that we burn?
It's the evil inclination, the ego, which remains in us, that was not corrected, that's not corrected, that we cannot use correctly.
Woman.
טובים, שאלה שמטרידה אותי די הרבה זמן. לגבי הרשעים, אם אני רוצה להרוג את הרשע שבי...
Dear Rav, a question that's been on my mind. If I want to kill the wicked ones in me or the wicked ones that we... I discover in me, if everything I receive in life, I try to go above reason, and by this I kill the wicked in me, and the wicked ones outside, will they disappear, or will they take up a different form?
You're coming close for them to them being disappearing.
So what do I do? I'll continue to walk in faith above reason and accept them as they are.
Yes, yes, do that same action day after day. Women, Mac
45.
Hello, dear Rav. Friends from a different 10 are asking to ask you this question. Can we say that the thoughts the Creator sends against our closeness and against our connection, we should send them to the Creator so He corrects our thoughts? If the Creator does everything, then we just need to ask to correct.
Yes.
And also besides that, there is nothing. Просьба. Everything is attained by the force of prayer.
Please. Unity.
На то, чтобы убить эгоизм в нас и так
далее. In connection, in rising above, in request to kill our ego, etc.
Всем добрый день, хорошего праздника.
Hello everyone, happy holiday.
Сегодня быть в молитве.
Feel importance and necessity to be in prayer for all the friends, to be in mutual guarantee, to make sure nobody is stuck behind, nobody falls, and how to hold together in one bundle, how to cover everyone with this blanket and connect in one prayer.
И просить Творца, чтобы включил.
You need to discuss this between you and ask the Creator to be included in this request, in this prayer of yours, and everything will succeed.
Thank you, Rav. Hello, everyone. Today, on the eve of Pesach, today I had a question. We'll sit together with the families and we'll read the Passover Haggadah. This seems corporeal in an effort in the spiritual. What should our intention be?
That we really want to rise above our ego. That's called the Exodus from Egypt.
And that we have these questions, what changed on this night? Is this a calculation with the person's soul?
Yes, precisely.
To perform this calculation with the soul in our inner intentions?
Of course.
And another question, what's the difference between the general faith and spiritual faith?
Spiritual faith leads us above nature in connection with the Creator and gives us supernatural forces. Whereas this general folk faith that exists amongst people, mostly in people that don't engage in the correction of faith, but rather they don't know what's being talked about. For them, faith is simply to say that I believe.
Thank you, Rav. Good. Happy holiday.
To you too.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Rav,
is the connection between the craftsman that makes the arrow and kills himself and the man that ate fruit from the tree of knowledge, Adam?
Of course there's a connection, but we didn't learn that yet. We have yet to learn that. Soon we will learn it.
Hello, everybody. Rav, when we have these opportunities to go with faith above reason, is it correct to see that Bore is preparing the work for us to kill our ego?
Ken.
Yes.
Ken.
So may I continue, yes. Rav?
Yes.
Yes.
So we go with, we have these opportunities. We go with faith above reason. We don't listen to our evil inclination. And in the end, we make others happy and the Creator happy. And in the end, we make also ourselves very happy.
Ken.
So here we are,
yes.
Ushire. going out of the Egypt, or we are making the Creator's will?
Both. I think both.
Woman PT 5.
What's
the smallest movement in the heart? The most subtle movement we can do with the whole kli in the smallest form of bestowal.
If we connect, meaning we're all in action and movement towards each other, then each such movement changes our state in a great way.
And we can do this together.
Everything.
Guten Tag, lieber Rav.
Guten Tag.
Vielen Dank für die Möglichkeit, Fragen
zu stellen. Hello, dear Rav.
Was für einen Unterschied gibt zwischen ich akzeptiere, dass alles von Schöpfer kommt und ich glaube, dass alles von Schöpfer kommt?
מה ההבדל בין זה שאני מקבלת את זה שהכל בא מהבורא לבין זה שאני מאמין?
What's the difference between when I accept everything that comes from the Creator and when I believe that everything comes from the Creator?
Ask yourself and you'll see how it will be. It all is talking about towards a person.
Woman Ita.
Grazie, Toda Rav. Faith is the bridge between my egoic ignorance and this wisdom of love. So I learn what love is.
Ken, יכול להיות.
Yes, it's possible.
Woman Mark 36.
Another question. When a person hears the same question from the ego, the same question that it's he's a big sinner, what should a person take from advancement for this repeating question?
Обратиться к Творцу, чтобы Творец ему помог подняться над его эгоизмом.
Turn to the Creator so that he will help him rise above his ego and see his state from that height. And then a person will advance, will continue to advance correctly.
So this happens constantly and he doesn't come to this required level of request.
And we wish he would pray all day long, day and night.
Yes,
dear Rav, what concerns me is this question. Since my student years, I've been asking many questions in the academy. And now you said don't initiate questions artificially. In order to ask you questions, I revisit the previous lessons or watch the transcript, and I try to find questions that didn't answer completely, as I understand, in my understanding. And that's why I don't know whether I should get questions from before or if I get questions from the article reading now. And when I ask a question, I rarely hear your answer. Maybe there's a physical obstacle, or maybe it's not that it's not important for me to hear the answer. It's as if I don't receive the answer at that time, and I don't have the need to revisit the lesson and hear the answer. It's as if when I was asking, I didn't receive. It's as if it left, I don't know.
Правильно. Это придет только в другом образе.
Is this correct?
That's correct.
Спасибо.
Latin.
Just come in a different way.
Maestro, una segunda oportunidad. El texto habla de preguntas sistemáticas para bloquear el trabajo espiritual. La pregunta es, ¿por qué hacemos, podemos hacer preguntas en la escena que nos ayuden a la conexión?
A question about corporeal actions to get to advance. Can we ask questions that will increase the unity?
It all has to do with his connection with the purpose of his life.
But systematically, the questions
can,
in a constant way, can we ask to strengthen the unity?
Yes.
Sibir.
Thank you.
Услышал от вас, дорогой Рав, что важно обсуждать молитву, чтобы держать всех. И вот вопрос, выяснение вопроса, что для нас работать ради
небес, each other in the prayer, what does it mean to give to the Creator, to work for the heavens? Can this be the question that will help us build the required state and build a common prayer? Is this a direct path?
Да.
В нем, вот когда мы слушаем товарища,
that's precisely the path. That's the way.
Вот эти вопросы, кто и что проявить.
Is this the discernment we can use to express this each one in himself?
Yes, excellent, wonderful.
Moscow 8.
Дорогой учитель, у нас в десятке возник вопрос, почему стрела убивает человека и как
Dear teacher, we have a question in the 10. How can it be that the arrow kills a man and how can faith appear in the same place?
Если человек желает поражения своего эгоизма, то он начинает ощущать
If a person wants to kill his ego,
силу веры,
he starts feeling in its place the force of faith that develops in him.
Woman Max 106. Не, нет, ничего не слышно. Woman Max 45.
Women Max 45.
Учитель, вы нам даете на уроках рекомендации.
Teacher, you give us recommendations in the lesson. For exercises in the 10, how do we raise the importance to perform these exercises?
You simply need to observe them together, and then you'll see that your friends are also interested in this, and they have the same questions and need the same answers.
Woman Latin.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Puede la fe llegar a ser un sentido que nos permita entrar en la espiritualidad?
Can faith turn into the feeling that helps us enter spirituality?
Yes.
Emuna ze koach atzum.
Faith is an immense power.
Zeo.
That's it. Actually, we can ask something else, but
let's see.
Дорогой Рав, а известный вопрос, зачем?
Dear Rav, the famous question, what, why do you need the Torah and why do you need this work? Are these two different questions?
И на первый мы должны ответить все-таки.
Should we answer the first one?
А в чем разница?
You need to answer both the questions.
And what's the difference?
Nothing.
Дорогой учитель, какой из двух вопросов грешников более опасный?
Rav, what's the, which one of the two questions of the wicked ones is more dangerous? What is the work and who is the creator who I should work for him?
Of course, who is the Lord that I should hear him, and Then, after that, what is this work of yours? That's it. My dear ones, be healthy.
And
I wish you all the best. Follow us. We will have a lot of many evenings together. It's a holiday, after all. So we'll be together. Remain with us. And this afternoon, this evening as well, we have the meal, the gathering, the seder. So I'm saying goodbye until tomorrow. At the same time, all the best.
As Rav said, entering the week of Pesach with many meals, you get the schedule today. Today we are joining the celebratory Passover meal at 3 p.m.
Nous avons marché ensemble des milliers d'années. Nous avons vécu sans mort, changé de corps. Notre âme, elle, est éternelle. En suivant les pas des saints, nous ne serons jamais perdus. Vous êtes mes frères et sœurs pour cette dernière bataille. Face à l'instinct qui est en moi, face au désir, vous êtes mes frères et sœurs, on ira jusqu'au bout. Et nous entendrons le Seigneur dire, mes fils m'ont vaincu.
Следом за нами пойдет весь народ. Ворота открыты, царь стоит у ворот. И видим, о чудо, накрыты столы. И целую вечность там сидим уже мы. Вы, други любимые, идем последний бой. Вознесется душа моя к свету сквозь боль. Вы, братья любимые, я с вами хоть в огонь. Верю, что скажет нам Творец, сдаюсь побежден.
אחים שלי לקרב האחרון, מול היצר שלי בוער, מול הרצון. אתם האחים שלי איתכם עץ הגלידה, עד שנשמע